about boundaries in your life, healthy boundaries. And what does that even constitute? How do you set healthy boundaries in your relationships with other people? I think that's one of the trickiest things there is. But if you think about it and you get down to it, you got to have them. Knowing when to say yes, knowing maybe more importantly, when to say when to say no. Let's talk about it this morning with the good doctor who's here, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And of course, always to be found online with the podcast. There are a lot of good ones at drjohnb.com. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I think you made a good point. I'll put an exclamation point about how difficult it is to really develop healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. We often talk about people that need to not have people run them over, that have to learn that no is a legitimate statement. That is all true. But in order to have a good set of relationships with people, we do need to have healthy ones. And this means that we have to be reasonable in terms of our interactions with people. We have to allow people the opportunity to be trusted. We can't not trust anybody. That's not a good thing to be. We can't be so demanding that we end up pushing everybody away. And we also have to be able to get rid of people who won't respect our boundaries. But the main thing is setting up what really is critical to us in terms of in relationships, what are things that are acceptable to us, what are things that we're willing to do, not willing to do, when are we willing to compromise, when are we willing to do things we really might not want to do, but we know that other people will do things for us. So boundaries mm-hmm. are really quite a critical thing, and they can vary in relationships over the time. Like boundaries can one way can push too much that we're giving too much or we're not giving enough. So it's something we have to really think about and work on. And but an area not talked about that much are those people that set boundaries in a way that nobody can meet them to be around them, that they distrust everyone, they're not willing to communicate, not willing to work with people, fault find everyone, then they're often isolated and lost or very angry people that also are isolated with very few people. So these are things we have to work on, healthy boundaries.
Well, and as we said, it's not easy to, you know, I want to get back to what you said there about the give and take. And you know, I remember on my last anniversary, someone said, well, what's the secret to it? I go, the secret is there is no one secret. So yes. that's the big secret. But it's true. And you said give and take, you know, and setting those boundaries, is it always going to be a 50-50? Marriage is 50-50. I've heard that too. Man, I think it may average. You hope it averages to 50-50, but some days it's 60-40 and some days it's 40-60. It just depends. The back and forth. Do your boundaries have to be flexible?
Well, I think so. See, I think actually a 60-40, if each is willing to do that, then each gets 100. I think we really want to be doing things that are helpful to family, to spouses, to friends.
Sure.
We just have to know what really is it. Like, the dangerous call is, what are you doing Saturday morning? Well, the right answer is, why do you want to know versus nothing? Good, then you can help me move. I mean, I think in life, we have to know what we're willing to do. And we have to have a general sense of what we're willing to do, because we don't want to lose ourselves in the process. Because if we have plans to do something, those are also something very important. And if someone else wants to come in and change your plans and ask you, you have to weigh, is this something you really want to do? There's really nothing wrong with saying, no, I don't want to do that, or this, I really, that's not right in my plans, what I plan to do. It might depend on who it is. Like if it's with the grandchildren or it's with the children.
Yeah.
Or with close friends, it might mean something. But if it's a tertiary kind of person, you might be willing to help if it fits into your schedule. But if you have other plans, there are times you have to put your own needs ahead of someone else. And a lot of times people say, but that's being selfish. I say, well, it'd be being selfish if that person helps you, or if it's something that you really could do and there is a, you're close enough to the person, would be helpful. On the other hand, if you're planning to go to Lake Michigan, you know, you're planning to just go somewhere, do something, just maybe just even chill out at your house, and then you've been working and planning, and that's something you really have the right to say, no, I have other plans, that's what I'm going to do. A lot of people have trouble with that. And then at the other end are people that don't trust anybody. Well, I'm not going to have any interactions. People always let me down, or they're always trying to run over me. And that's when you have to work at working on beginning to set some boundaries and giving people an opportunity to fail, if you will, but not just automatically assuming everyone's going to fail, then you also have to ask yourself, what impact do you have on these relationships? And does it have to do with your boundaries? Or are you asking people to do too much and then you're not willing to give? Are you selfish? Are you the one that's impacting on these boundaries? So it's really a hard task. It doesn't, on the face of it, it seems like it'd be very simple, but it really is.
So you say that self-reflection side of it's important.
Yes, I think so, yes, because there are people that expect others to help them, but they don't want to help them. Let's say that you're moving and someone helps you, and then a month later that same person's moving, and you say, well, geez, I had plans today just to chill out. Well, that's not going to develop a good relationship with somebody.
No, I mean, you're right.
If you had a good reason, you were meeting with the grandkids, you were babysitting or something like that. On the other hand, we have to learn what is fair and good relationships. We can go by Cicero's old, a good friend is another you. So this is where you each do communicate and you try to be helpful in life. But again, there are as many selfish people with boundaries that aren't reasonable as there are people that are being run over by not knowing where good boundaries are for them. So we just have to learn, kind of all gets back to the old love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, keep yourself in it, but certainly love your neighbor too. Just try to have some balance in your boundaries and in your relationships.
You lay it out, though, with one edict here, which is when people refuse to respect your boundaries, you say you got to ditch them.
Yeah, get rid of them, move them out of your life because they
You don't say that very often about people, but you're clear about this.
Well, I'm very clear. I think if people take advantage of you and they're always demanding of you and they put pressure under you and you don't like that, then they're toxic in a way. You don't need people around you. In life, I think the older we get, we're not just looking for people to agree with us on everything, but we really do want to be around, surrounded by people that enhance our life, make our lives happier, not being around people that we feel challenged by, that we in a negative way, that we that are sarcastic or negative. Life's too short, Dave. I mean, come on, just you want to live a life, you want to, you know, with a song in my heart, you want to be able to move forward and be with people that just enhance you, make you a better person, and you make them a better person. It's just those type of relationships. And sadly, a good share of people don't do that. They keep surrounding themselves with the same people. They say, oh, no, I've got to go out with Biggie and Mary this weekend or something. And my point always is, well, how come? Well, because we always do. I say, well, that's not a good reason. If you're not happy, if you debate all the time.
No, you're right.
And I think relationships vary in life. There are people we may be close to at one phase, like when our kids are in school or something, but it might not be in another phase of our life. And I'm not talking about being selfish, kicking people out. I'm talking about staying away from people that really don't enhance us and they're a negative drain on us as persons. And I think we all know who those people are, and we just have to be willing, not in a mean way, or you're an idiot, get out of my life. No, we have to be willing to kind of separate ourselves and seek out people that look at the world the way we do and like to do the things we like to do and enjoy them as people and enhance our lives.
Good advice all the way around. By the way, on moving, you know, when I was a young guy, inherited for a certain amount of time, as we always do on this planet, my grandfather's old truck. That's where you get people to ask you to move, okay? When you have a pickup truck, you suddenly have friends that you never thought you had, and you try to set your boundaries. Really, really hard to do. Dr. John Braccio is drjohnb.com online. drjohnb.com is where you find the podcast from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Developing healthy boundaries, setting them, maybe have the limits that can move just a little bit, but if you bend too much with them, not a healthy thing, and don't let people in your life or keep people there who don't respect your boundaries. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure with you, Dave. Take it easy, buddy.
1320, morning wake up. It is good advice overall, and that doesn't mean you're a bad person saying no. Try it. If you've got kids, you better learn it. WILS.